harmful contribution to environmental pollution. Styrofoam, a brand name for expanded polystyrene, is a lightweight, versatile material commonly used in products ranging from food containers and coffee cups to packaging and insulation. Speaking to Hot FM News, CESCO Executive Director Cornwall Hakapia has expressed concern over the continued use of styrofoam packaging by some fast food outlets despite its known environmental risks. Mr. Hakapia has acknowledged that some establishments have transitioned to more eco-friendly paper packaging, but emphasized that broader action is needed to reduce styrofoam use significantly. He has since called on the government to introduce stricter regulations on plastic and styrofoam packaging to promote environmental sustainability.
A circle that we really need to get rid of, like styrofoam. It's something that we don't need. Styrofoam needs to be banned like yesterday, okay? We don't need styrofoam in our country. We are glad some takeaways have gotten rid of styrofoam and they are using paper and other materials that are sustainable. Styrofoam, it's a no-go area that we really need to ban as a country, and we really need an outright ban on single-use plastic bags in our country and heavily regulate plastic packaging in Zambia.
State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says he would be surprised if the opposition praised President Hage Ndehichilema despite the significant progress made in various sectors under his leadership. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Hamasaka has noted that the opposition has continued to discredit the president even after major achievements such as revamping the mining sector and introducing free education, claiming that the policy has compromised quality. He has argued that rather than simply criticizing government initiatives, the opposition should present clear alternatives and explain to the public whether they would reverse current policies, such as shutting down mines or ending free education if they assumed power. Mr. Hamasaka has emphasized the importance of the government staying focused on delivering development for the benefit of all citizens without being distracted by political noise.
You do not expect the opposition to praise the president. You do not expect that. I don't think I'll be shocked with the president. But I think what is important for us is to remain focused and not to be distracted. Have we heard any opposition to the president at all on the open law of mining? Have we ever heard anyone? Have we ever heard anyone praising us for free education? Actually, they are condemning free education. They are saying we have compromised the education quality. They are condemning us on free education. If they condemn us on free education, are they going to remove it? If they are going to condemn us for opening the mine, are they going to close?
The Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry has announced that the country is in the process of establishing its own national accreditation body to strengthen quality assurance and empower small and medium enterprises, SMEs. Speaking at the 2025 World Accreditation Day workshop in Lusaka today, under the theme Accreditation, Empowering Small and Medium Enterprises, Ministry Permanent Secretary for Investment and Industrialization, Krisivia Hichikumba, in a speech read on his behalf by Director of Technical and Regulatory Services, Brian Monga, has highlighted that the development aligns with Zambia's national quality policy. Mr. Hichikumba has revealed that the new institution, the Zambia Accreditation Service, will be responsible for accrediting conformity assessment bodies across various sectors, including laboratories, inspection bodies, and certification organizations. He has noted that currently, local conformity assessment bodies rely on the Southern African Development Community Accreditation Service, SADCAS, for accreditation. Mr. Hichikumba said the establishment of a national accreditation body will enhance local capacity, reduce costs, and improve accessibility to Zambian institutions.
Zambia is in the process of establishing its own accreditation body in line with the national quality policy. The Zambia Accreditation Service will be responsible for carrying out accreditation of conformity assessment bodies, respectively. Currently, all local conformity assessment bodies access accreditation services from the Southern African Development Community Accreditation Service, SADCA. The Southern African Development Community Accreditation Service provides traceability to the International Laboratory Accreditation Council and the International Accreditation Forum.
In an effort to tackle the ongoing water crisis in the Teje-Teje district, 1.6 million kwacha has been allocated under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. The Teje-Teje Member of Parliament, Twambo Mutinda, has confirmed that contractors are already on site in Masemo and Nakarangwe wards to install solar-powered boreholes and community water kiosks. He has further revealed that a 20,000-litre water tank will be installed at the Teje-Teje District Hospital to help resolve persistent water shortages at the facility. Mr. Mutinda has also disclosed that two additional solar-powered boreholes are planned for Masemu Ward, supported by the Teje-Teje Power Corporation as part of its Corporate Social Responsibility Initiative, and that the project is currently at the procurement stage.
So what we have done using the Constituency Development Fund, we have allocated about 1.6 million plus to go towards resolving the water crisis as part of our short measures to addressing this issue. We are aware that water is life, and our people, particularly in Masemo Ward, have continued facing the water challenges despite being surrounded by water bodies. Therefore, what we have done in the Constituency Development Fund 2025 is to allocate this amount of money, and this amount of money is going towards putting up solar-powered kiosks across the ward, and we are starting with Masemo itself, Nakavangwe, and part of Chiboria area, so that we put up these community water points.
UPND Lusaka Province Chairperson Obvious Moliteta has criticized the Patriotic Front, PF, and its alliance partners for what he described as childish behavior during the funeral of former President Edgar Lungu. He has accused the opposition of turning a solemn national mourning period into a political contest, warning that this is an attempt to create confusion. Speaking after signing the Book of Condolences at Belvedere Lodge in Lusaka, Mr. Moliteta has singled out lawyer Makebi Zulu, accusing him of parading himself as a family spokesperson. Mr. Moliteta has called on PF members to tone down their rhetoric, respect the mourning period, and cease inciting their supporters through daily media statements.
This period is for mourning. It's not for politicking. Now they have that access to media. I don't know. They are giving statements every day. The statement to incite their members and against government. You can't do that. We can't do that. We can't continue. It's not a culture. We Zambians, as a Christian nation, we don't quarrel at the funeral. We only, if there are issues which they want to raise against government, those issues should be raised after burial, not before burial. You want to bring in issues. You want to act like you are very clever, or you want to act like you are equal with the government, like PF is still equal with the government. No, government is above PF. PF is just a political party which is in two, three parts, Wuka, Tonse, and PF. They're not PF.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
ZCCM Investments Holding PLC has announced the appointment of Kakenenwa Muyangwa as its new Chief Executive Officer, effective June 6, 2025. ZCCMIH Company Secretary Charles Njumpi says Mr. Muyangwa, who will also serve as Executive Director on the board, brings over 35 years of experience in mining, finance, and corporate leadership. He said prior to his appointment as CEO, Mr. Muyangwa served as the board chairperson of ZCMIH since 2023. Mr. Njumpi has since congratulated Mr. Muyangwa on his new role and expressed confidence in his ability to lead the company towards achieving its strategic goals. He said in the interim, Vice Chairperson of the Board, Movita Akapelwa, will act as the chairperson of the ZCMIH board.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
President Donald Trump's sweeping new travel ban, which bars citizens of 12 countries from entering the United States, came into effect today.